good thing about the Crime Stoppers program is that it's confidential. However, there's a story at a CBS Miami where it says a man who dedicated his life to putting bad guys in jail may soon have to join them. Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers executive Richard Maston will find out just how long he will spend in lockup after he ate a piece of paper containing information regarding an anonymous tip. Maston says, "I probably shouldn't have eaten that piece of paper." He told that to CBS4's Laura Pastrana, but he doesn't regret his courtroom snack. "I don't have any regrets. I mean, I don't like the idea of going to jail, but I didn't really have an alternative. The way I look at it, we make a solemn promise to our tipsters that we never let them be identified." Last week, Judge Victoria Brennan held Maston, a retired police chief, in contempt for his refusal to hand over details of an anonymous tip in a cocaine possession case against a woman by the name of Lisette Alvarez. Maston said, "More and more often defense attorneys want to learn tipsters' identities. They would like to see them made into witnesses and have to answer for that. But once that ever happens, we're going to lose the Crime Stoppers program." There's a video of Maston eating the paper, and is making the media rounds and has been featured on shows like Nancy Grace. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. Crime Stoppers has been around a long time, and if they're going to insist that tipsters be identified, that's going to shut the program down for sure. Let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.